Lila Nishmas of Klanimus Kamish Ben Avila Melech Psachim Perak Gimel Mishnah Aleph Elu Oivrim BePesach. These are the types of foods or the types of items that you have to get rid of on Pesach. That's the way the Rav learns. You have to get rid of them from the world. The Rav says even though these next items you're not over in Ba'yiroa Ba'yimotzei, still Mederabanan you have to get rid of them. Now the two categories that we're going to bring up here is Taruvas Chametz, which is Chametz that's mixed with other items, and also Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha is Chametz that's inedible. So the first few cases are Taruvas Chametz. So the first case is Kutach HaBavli. So it's a Babylonian dip. They made it with sour milk, moldy bread, and some salt, and they used it as a dip. V'Sheicher HaMadai. This is beer from Madai. They made it with wheat or barley the same way we do, but they also mixed it with, always they used to make beer with dates, like the Gemara says often. So it was date beer that had mixed in with it barley or wheat. Our beer, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that's only barley. There's a chiv karis on that, but that's not what the beer they had. They had Taruvas Chametz. The Chometz Adomi, and Edomite vinegar, they made that with beer and also wine, so you see that there was something else mixed into the beer. The Zesum HaMitzri, they used to make this for refuah. They made it with barley, saffron, and salt. So these are the cases of Taruvas Chametz. The next part of the Mishnah, the Rav explains, is all going to be Chometz Nuksha. The Zomen Shel Tzabayim and the dyers, D-Y-E-R, the colorers, their broth, they would mix water and bran and use that when they would make colors. V'amelun Shel Tabachim and a cook's dough, they would make a dough from flour where the tvua, the grain, did not reach a third of its ripening process. And this grain that made this flour obviously wasn't really edible, and they used to use this to cover a pot to draw out the moisture from the pot. But since the grains never really grew, it wasn't really edible. The kolon shel sofrim, this is scribes' paste. They would have flour, and like the Rav explains, when you had papers that they would want to attach together, they would use this stuff. All these cases are chametz nuksha, they're not edible. Rabbi Eliezer Emer af tachshitei noshim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even tachshitei noshim, which are women's makeup. Now the difference is, Rabbi Eliezer is being mosif, that tachshitei noshim is chametz nuksha, but it also has taruvas. Meaning that the chametz that's in this is inedible, and then you mix it with other things, like dyes as well. So the Tana Kama just asserted one or the other, whether it's chametz nuksha, inedible chametz, or taruvas chametz, edible chametz that's with other things. But here you have something that's both of them, that the chametz part is nuksha, and then you have taruvas. Rabbi Eliezer says you even have to get rid of that. But the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer Lugabi this. Zeha klal kol shumi min dogon. Anything that comes from the five minim, hareza over bePesach. One has to get rid of it on Pesach. Hare elu bazhara. There's also an issa d'oraisa. The Rav says if one eats it, he's over an alav. Ve'ein bahem karis. But one does not have a chiv karis. Like the Rav explains that one only gets a chiv karis if one eats chametz gamur, but he does not get karis on taruvas chametz. Even though the Rav says he gets malchus on Taruvas Chametz, if he eats a kezias of the Chametz that's in the mixture within the time of Kedei Achilas Kras, he gets malchus, but he does not get karis. So the Avis Kasha is, the Mefarshim ask, why not? As Tosfos asks, why is it any different than any other Avera? If there's enough Chametz in the mixture, and one eats that Chametz in Kedei Achilas Kras, he should be chayiv karis. So the Kesef Mishnah brings the Kesef Mishnah, enough time to look it inside, that it's really Gzeres HaKosev. Really, they're both obviously the same thing. You're eating chametz, whether you eat chametz by itself or whether you eat it with a taruvas. However, the Torah says, by chametz, it says karis dafka by chametz mamish. But when the Torah says machmetzes loisoichelu, it does not say karis. It doesn't say v'nichrisa. So the Torah itself is memayit karis from taruvas chametz. It's like Gzeres HaKosev. Now, why does one have to get rid of taruvas chametz or chametz nuksha before Pesach, like the beginning of the Mishnah says? So it seems to imply, like the Rav implies, that it's dafka because, even if you're not over Bal Yira, still, midrabanan, you have to be mevarit because we're afraid you're going to come eat it. If we recall, there are two reasons why we do bedikas chametz to get rid of it. One is that we shouldn't come to eat it, and number two is we shouldn't be over Bal Yira. So if you say the reason we get rid of chametz is not to come to eat it, it makes sense. Because even these things we're not allowed to eat. But if the whole reason we get rid of chametz, and we do bedikas chametz, is because of Bal Yira, so why should we care and get rid of these items? You're never going to be over Bal Yira. So Tosfos Yom Tov brings the Rashi, but then Ein Hachanami, that even though you're not going to be over Bal Yira, and the reason we get rid of chametz is because of Bal Yira, nevertheless, we still get rid of chametz nuksha and taruvas chametz.